This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, January 23, 2009. You and the Spirit. The scripture is John 14, verse 23. My Father will love him who loves me, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Who has the Holy Spirit? Some think you need supernatural proof to be sure of the Spirit's presence. For some, speaking in tongues is real evidence that you've got the Spirit. Others go a different direction. They equate the Spirit with emotional exuberance. The more pumped up a worship service is, the more the Spirit is moving. Now, I believe that God still does signs and wonders, and I'm not opposed to enthusiastic worship. But those are not indisputable signs of the Spirit's presence. After all, the wizards of Egypt could perform signs and wonders too. And many pagan religions have worship styles that make the most enthusiastic Christian worship, well, seem tame. Jesus offers the ultimate test for the Spirit's presence. He declared that his disciples receive the Spirit through their love relationship with him. Those who love Jesus find that their heart becomes a home for his Spirit. After his resurrection, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, do you love me? He asked that same question of us. Do we love Jesus more than a passing admiration? Is your love for Jesus so intense that he has become the center of your life? If your answer is yes, you have the Spirit, without question. Now show your love. Live the Spirit life. Would you pray with me? Lord, you've promised that you will never abandon those who love you. Our love is born and strengthened by your Spirit. Help us walk with the Spirit today. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.